We continue at the Mishnah on Chesem and Aleph. The previous Mishnah discussed the prohibition of working 3 days before a holiday, maybe even 3 days after a holiday. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss what types of holidays we're referring to where this three-day ban is in effect. Now, as we know, as we mentioned already a few times, based on Tosfos' understanding, the prohibition of doing business with an idolater nowadays doesn't apply, but nevertheless, we continue moving along with the Mishnah. The Elu Eidayan Shel Ovdei Kochavim. These are the following communal holidays of an idolater, and therefore doing business with them during the holiday and 3 days prior would be prohibited. Kalenda, Satarnura, Kartisim. Those will all be described in the Gemara later on. Yom Genusia, that will also be described later on, but I'll give you a little hint. That's the day of inauguration of the king. That is considered a holiday, which would be prohibited to do business with the king's 3 days, or with 3 days before the inauguration. Yom Genusia Shel Malchayim. V'yom Haleda, the birthday of the emperor, the king, v'yom hamisa, and their yortzeit. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that any day of death, automatically the yortzeit is a holiday, and you can't do business with an idolater on the yortzeit and 3 days prior. The Chachamim argue on that point. The Chachamim omrim, kol misa sheyesh ba sreifa yesh ba avodas kachavim, v'she'ein ba sreifa ein ba avodas kachavim. It really depends on the rituals that come along with the day of death. If on the day of death they also burn or destroy the king's clothes, the emperor's clothes, then there would be a prohibition to do business with them on the holiday and 3 days prior. But if it doesn't include the burning of the clothes, then we don't extend the prohibition. The question is why? What makes the burning of the clothes ritual, why does that create a stronger type of ban against doing business with an idolater? The idea is that all the clothes were burnt out of respect for the king, that no one else would wear them, and that gave the holiday or that day a little more seriousness or even somewhat of a celebratory feel, that this was done in honor of the king, and as a result, there was a ban to do business with an idolater on that day plus 3 days prior. However, explains the Mishnah continues to explain that there are times when we wouldn't make a complete ban on doing business with the idolaters. Avayom tiglachas zikno ublariso. However, on the holiday where they shave their beards, similar, I guess, to in India when they shave their heads off and they offer it as a sacrifice or a form of sacrifice to show their humility before their gods to get good luck. Ublariso, that's when they shave off their mullet. They have their party in the back. They leave their hair, they cut the rest of their hair and they leave the mullet in the back for a year, and then they make a big party when they cut off their mullet. V'yom sha'ala bo min hayam, the day that they make it from a long trip. They bring sacrifices from making it safely. V'yom sheyatza mibeis ha'asurim, the day that they got out of jail. They also would offer sacrifices. V'oved kochavim sha'asa mishta livno, and when an idolater would make a wedding for their child, again, that would include sacrifices. And therefore, you would think, well, these are also holidays which we would prohibit doing business with every single idolater 3 days, not only on that day, but even 3 days prior. Says the Mishnah, not so fast. Eino aser ela oso hayom v'oso ha'ish bilvad. Those types of holidays are private holidays, and therefore it's only prohibited to do business on that day itself, and only with the person who is celebrating, but that won't affect doing business with others who are guests who may be attending the wedding. So that is the Mishnah separating between or classifying a communal holiday versus a private holiday. Communal holidays, there's a ban to do business on the Yom Eid and 3 days beforehand. Private ones, only on that day and only with that person. Now the Gemara begins. Amar of Hanan bar Rava, Kalenda Ches Yamim, Achar Tkufa, Satarnura, Ches Yamim Lifnei Tkufa. Kalenda, the holiday of Kalenda, is observed 8 days after Tekufas Teves, after the winter solstice, and Satanura is observed 8 days before the winter solstice. So you would think then that there's a holiday 16 straight days. You have Satanura first and then Kalenda following. However, the way Tosos understands it on Vav Amud Aleph, based on the Gemara's question, it was Tosfos v'Isal Kadaitach, the third, fourth to last Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Tzarech Lomar, you have to say that there are at least 2 days in between the two holidays, probably three, based on the way we understand the Gemara, that Hain Beloei Dayan, that the holiday is separate from the 3 days beforehand. So we should assume that there's a prohibition to do business with an idolater 3 days before Kalenda, which means that there has to be at least some space between Satanura and Kalenda to enforce that 3 day ban. So that's how Tosos wants to understand it. You don't have to understand it that way. You could understand it that it's one long holiday, but that is Shitas Tosfos. The Simarach, and the way to remember the fact that Kalenda and Satanura are back to back holidays, Achor Vakedem Sartani, the idea that Adam was created, Achor Vakedem, front and back. One pshat in the creation of Adam, that Chava was on one side and Adam was on the other side, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu split them. And that's a perfect segue to the next story having to do with Adam and speaking to the nature of these two holidays. How did these two holidays come about? Explained the rabbis that they were really, initially, they were, let's call them religious holidays or monotheistic holidays. Tanrabban lefi she'ra Adam HaRishon yom she'mismayit v'holeich. When Adam HaRishon was born, when he came into the world, he saw that the days were getting smaller. Amar, he said, Oili, woe to me. Shema b'shvil she'sarachti olam choshech ba'adi v'chozer l'sovavo. You know why the days are getting shorter? It's because I sinned. I sinned by eating from the tree of knowledge, and therefore the God is slowly but surely going to destroy the world. Vizuhi misa sheniknesa alai min hashamayim, and this is the death that God is punishing me with. I'm being penalized for that sin, and slowly but surely all the days will get shorter and shorter until there is no more day left and the world will be destroyed. So what did he do? Amar v'yashav ches yamim metanis ubitzvila. So for 8 days, Adam fasted and prayed. Kivan sherot kuvas teves. Once he got to the end of Tekuvas Teves, yom shemarach v'holech, and then he saw that the days started to get longer. Amri said, "Whoa, min hagoshalolam hu. This must be the way that God designed nature, and therefore this is not a punishment." So what did he do as a result? Halach ve'asa shmona yamim tovim. He made 8 days of a holiday to be so. He was so happy and relieved that it wasn't. The world was not coming to an end. He made this holiday l'shana acheres. In the following year, asa'an le'elu yamim tovim. In the following year, he made a holiday of thanks 8 days before the end of the winter solstice, and then 8 days after the winter solstice. And as the Gemara points out, hu kavam l'shem shemayim. He created these two holidays for the sake of heaven to glorify God's name. V'heim kavum l'shem Avoras Kochavim. But they, the idolaters, instituted it, or created this holiday, or changed the holiday in order to celebrate their idols. Now the Gemara is bothered by the fact that Adam noticed the days getting shorter before he noticed the days getting longer. Because really that would depend on when Adam came into the world. And that actually is a bigger machlokas, as we know from Gemara Rosh Hashanah. As follows, Bishlei Melamand Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'Olam Yomei Zute Chaza Yomei Arichi Yakati L'Chaza Elamand Amar B'Nisa Nivra Ha'Olam HaChazla Yomei Zute V'Yomei Arichi. So he said as follows, when was Adam born? We have a machlokas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah whether Adam was born or when the world was created, I'm sorry, in Tishrei or in Nisan. If the world was created in Tishrei, so Adam was then born in Tishrei, so he first saw the days getting shorter, he didn't really see the days getting longer. Because that was around, let's call it September time. Days are getting shorter. But if he was born in Nisan, the days are still getting longer for a little while before they begin to get shorter. So if we follow the opinion that he was born in Nis, that the world was created in Nisan, and so Adam was born in Nisan, then he had the opportunity to see days, longer days and shorter days. But if he was born in Tishrei, the world was created in Tishrei, then he would have only seen smaller days. So this medrash, this story about Adam celebrating his holiday 8 days before the winter solstice and 8 days after the winter solstice, seems to only follow the opinion that the world was created in Tishrei. The Gemara says not necessarily. It's true that if he was born in Nisan, he would have seen shorter days and longer days, but not really short days. The real short days are in the Tishrei time, September, October, November. That's when they get really short. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether he was born in Nisan or Tishrei, he didn't have a chance to see the really short ones yet. And therefore, when he ended up seeing these days getting really short, he thought the world was coming to an end. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara gives a similar story about Adam and the world coming to an end, but not in connection with an 8 day holiday. Yom Shenivra Bo Adam Harishon, Kivan Sheshaka Alav Chama, the first day that Adam was created, when the sun began to set, Amar he said, Oili Shebishvil Shesarachti, Olam Choshech Ba'adi, V'yachzor Olam Losov Avohu. Adam Rishon thought, we assume that Adam, tradition says that Adam sinned the first day he was born. So that same first day in the evening time when the sun was setting, he said, woe to me because of my sin, the world is going to be destroyed. So what did he do? Hayayoshe betanis uboche kol halayla. He was sitting and fasting and he was crying the whole night. V'chava boche kenegdo. Chava was crying with him. So again, Chava was born, created with Adam day one. Kivan she'ala Amar HaShachar, once the sun rose in the morning, Amar, he said, Minhag HaShe'olam, this must be the way that God created the world. This is how nature is. Amar, as a way of thanks, he got up. The Hikriv Shor Shekarnav Kodmim Leparsosav. He slaughtered this, he offered as a sacrifice this special type of ox, an ox whose horns were created before its hooves. This, as Rashi says, this is a special ox which was created with the beginning of the world, and it was created, it was a Maisa Bereishis, which is created head first, so therefore the horns came up before the hooves came up. But it was a fully grown, fully mature animal. Shenemar, v'sitav l'Hashem, mishor par, makrin mafris. David HaMelech, when talking about his prayers, the effectiveness of prayers, he said, my prayers are going to be greater than this shor par. A par and a shor are the same thing. The shor is a young ox, and a par is an older one. Shor par, makrin mafris. I mean, it's going to be more effective than a horned and a hooved animal. That's how great his tefillahs were going to be. For Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shor Shehikriv Adam Harishon, Keren Achas Haisalo B'Mitzcho. And not only that, says Rav Yehuda, that the shor that Adam Harishon offered, this special shor that was created in the beginning of the world, was actually a unicorn. Shenemar V'sitav LaHashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. The Gemara says, Makrin, how do you see from the word Makrin that it's a unicorn? Makrin is plural. That means they have two horns. Makrin tarti mashmid implies two, not one. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, you're reading it wrong. It's mikeren ksiv. If you look at the pasuk, it's spelled without the yud, and therefore you can read it instead of makrin, you can read it mikeren, that it came from one horn, and therefore you see this concept of the unicorn being prevalent even in Jewish thought. So just to wrap up, we began the Mishnah taught this, distinguishing between holidays which there's a prohibition to do business with all idolaters because it's a communal holiday as opposed to a private holiday, which would only be prohibited to do business with the individuals who are celebrating and only on that day. And then the Gemara began a discussion about the nature of the 8-day holidays, the Kalenda and the Satanura, which are 8 days before the winter solstice and 8 days after the winter solstice, and connected it to Avram, that it started, it's not Avram, it started with Adam HaRishon, and through that, the idolaters changed it. And then we gave another story about Avram, and finally ended off with this idea, this offering that Adam gave of this unicorn as thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not destroying the world even after he sinned from eating the Eitz HaDaas.